This morning on WCHL, Friday at noon, the 2014 election filing period comes to a close, and the list continues to grow. Every year, March brings madness on the basketball court, but it also allows for a focus on one of the game's greats who was lost too early.
Basketball coaches and players around the country continue to be so generous to us.
And with talks of raises for some teachers, other staff members at UNC are wondering when that might come for them.
Where would you go that you're going to get the same pay with the same hours Monday through Friday and the same benefits that you're getting here?
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the worst team in the ACC had the UNC women's basketball team's number yesterday, pulling out a 50-47 upset. Plus, UNC baseball saw its first home series of the year end in its favor. And
a wild weekend produced a Carolina stop, a fatal flop, and some extra pop from FSU.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, and actually the beginning of a pretty good day. Sunshine today and cooler temperatures are high today in the middle 50s. Only four local and state races remain without opposition, with 1 week remaining in the filing period for the 2014 elections. A second Republican has filed to seek the seat of the North Carolina House of Representatives, District 50. Hillsborough's Rod Cheney has filed to run again, just as he did in 2012. Greg Meyer has held the seat since November 7th, when he was sworn in to replace Valerie Fouché, who now serves in the Senate, representing District 23. Senator Fouché was sworn in on September 25th. Both Senator Fouché and Representative Verla Insko, who represents District 50, are still the only two to file for their respective seats. Hillsborough's Rosa Williams has added her name to the Orange County School Board race. She joins the two incumbents, Donna Coffey and Brenda Stevens, with four seats up this year. And one more person has added her name for the special election for the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Chapel Hill native Teresa Watson adds to Bethany Cheney's filing to fill the seat left vacant by Mayor Lydia Lavelle. The filing period closes this Friday at noon. Stay tuned to WCHL and chapelroo.com throughout the week for the latest about the 2014 elections. Once the filing period closes, we'll bring you candidate breakdowns and one-on-one interviews with each person running before the May 6th primary election. With March Madness coming up, the Jimmy Veit Foundation for Cancer Research has a string of special events and promotions planned for March and April. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The event that has a lot of people talking is the April 13th Rock and Roll Raleigh Marathon and Half Marathon, where a different local band will be playing at each mile of the 26.2-mile course. Here's Susan Braun, CEO of the Jimmy Veit Foundation.
The event is sold out. It's its first year in Raleigh. Everybody's so excited about it. But we can still get people in by joining our Team V.
People can join the team at jimmyv.org or run4v.org. In addition, a lot of restaurant chains are stepping up during March Madness to raise money for fighting cancer.
One of them, Jersey Mike's, has a month of giving. So 25 of their restaurants, their sub-restaurants in the Raleigh-Durham area, are participating for the month of March. We get a portion of their proceeds, and customers can make a donation to the V Foundation at the restaurant. And then they have a day of giving on March 26th, where 100% of the sales go to the V Foundation.
For the eighth year, Applebee's is having its Great March Hoops promotion, which gets customers involved with $1 donations. Braun says that last year, Applebee's raised more than $170,000 for the Jimmy Veit Foundation. Beer distributor Crown Imports is donating a portion of proceeds, and Jimmy Veit's Osteria and Bar in downtown Raleigh gives a portion of proceeds to the foundation year-round. The Jimmy Veit Foundation, founded by the late NC State coach Jim Valvano in partnership with ESPN, is dedicated to raising funds for the best and most cutting-edge cancer research. Valvano died of bone cancer at Duke University Medical Center in 1993, less than 2 months after he gave a stirring speech at the ESPY Awards, where he announced the foundation and its famous motto.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
In 2014, the sports community still takes Valvano's words to heart.
Basketball coaches and players around the country continue to be so generous to us. And having ESPN as your best friend, I mean, what could really be better?
The foundation's current fundraising goal is $15 to $16 million annually. Braun says that in 20 years, the Jimmy V Foundation has put $115 million into cancer research. For more about the Jimmy V Foundation for Cancer Research, you can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
It stands among the greatest of violin concertos. For nearly two centuries, its melodies have delighted and its virtuosity astonished. Hear the dazzling Karen Gomio and the North Carolina Symphony in Mendelssohn's sparkling violin concerto. Also, James Gaffigan conducts music from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Tickets start at just $18. Call 919-733-2750 or go to Ticketmaster.com. This Thursday in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall, and this Friday and Saturday at Maimandy Concert Hall, Tchaikovsky and Mendelssohn with your North Carolina Symphony.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning at 6:13 at WCHL. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and legislative leaders recently announced plans to increase the starting salaries of North Carolina's teachers. Now other state employees, including UNC staff members, are wondering if they're going to see raises too. Jess Clark of Carolina Connection reports on the latest story on the governor and pay raises for teachers.
UNC housekeeper Tracy Harder starts her day at 7 in the morning. She's one of two housekeepers for Avery, Parker, and Teague dormitories, and she takes special pride in keeping her dorms clean.
The secret to a good mop is a good sweep. So I like to get into the little edges.
By 9 o'clock, Harder has finished vacuuming, mopping, and buffing the first floor. She spends the rest of the day cleaning the bathrooms and sanitizing the showers using a giant spray bottle of a pink liquid she calls 264.
This, we want it to set in there, so we're putting one pump of 264.
As a state employee, Harder has not received a significant pay raise since 2008, despite increases in the cost of living. From 2009 to 2011, most state employees went without pay raises. In 2012, the legislature gave employees an increase, but it was 1.2%, much lower than what employees received before the recession. Stagnant wages are hardest on university employees at the lowest end of the pay scale. The housekeeping staff earns an average of $25,000 a year. Harder, who lives alone, says she feels for her coworkers who are trying to provide for families, but she doesn't mind the lower wages because of the benefits she enjoys as a state employee.
If you left here, where would you go that you're going to get the same pay with the same hours Monday through Friday and the same benefits that you're getting here?
But James Holman isn't as satisfied. A senior member of the housekeeping staff, Holman and his wife have raised three daughters on their state employee salaries and says their health insurance premiums strain their budget.
That takes almost a check. It's like over $400 a month, you know what I mean, just for to pay for your full family.
David Fraley has been a housekeeper at UNC for 10 years. For Fraley, even working full-time at the university hasn't been enough to cover all his expenses.
I know I work with a lot of co-workers of mine that work second job. I also worked a second job myself up until maybe a year and 2 months ago.
UNC officials say they'd like to see higher salaries for staff members, and the university's lobbyist, Jennifer Willis, says some legislators also support that goal.
The deciding factor is going to be what the revenue picture looks like for 2014-2015. We are cautiously optimistic because it is looking better, but you don't ever take what's happened the first two quarters as what's going to happen for the rest of the year. The trickiest quarters are the third and fourth.
Legislators won't return to Raleigh until May. By that time, Willis says they'll have a better idea of how much money they have to spend. State employees say they want the legislature to fund a 3% across-the-board increase. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jess Clark.
WCHL News Time is 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Murphy School Radio, which returns on Saturday, March 1st. Great music, comedy, readings, and good old-fashioned fun. Tickets are now available at murphyschoolradio.net. Murphy School Radio, a celebration of wit, lit, and music. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning, not so far. Situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, Rand Northam will be reporting on traffic. In fact, you'll hear from him about a half an hour from now on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot anything out of the ordinary, anything unusual, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. However you communicate, please do it safely. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamot Village. 47 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today, cooler. High today about 55. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder with a low all the way down to the upper 20s. That is a big switch. Tomorrow, we'll get mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. And the high in the low 50s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, low around 35. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with the chance of rain in the morning, breezy and cooler in the afternoon with the highs in the low 40s, and about a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday. It is 6:19 at WCHL. Welcome to the show this morning. Thanks for waking up with us on WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to tell you about this morning. We'll start with Carolina women's basketball, and it's not good. The number 11 North Carolina women's basketball team couldn't overcome a sluggish start and lost yesterday to Virginia Tech, 50-47, and it happened at Carmichael Arena here in Chapel Hill. The Tar Heels dropped to 21 in the season, 9-5 in the ACC. With that upset win, the Hokies improved to 13-4 overall, 3-11 in conference action. Disappointing day for Carolina women's basketball. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Associate head coach Andrew Calder said after the game the team wasn't going to use the excuse that they're young for the shocking defeat, and he accepted full responsibility for the loss. After a slow beginning that saw the Tar Heels fall behind 19-7 just 8 minutes into the contest, Carolina turned on the defensive intensity and used a 13-0 run to grab the edge at 20-19 with 3:49 on the first half clock. From there, the Tar Heels faced a tough battle in the second half with Stephanie Mavunga and Zelina McDaniel hooking up for scoring plays to fill the void of an off day for freshman sensation Diamond DeShields. Danielle Butts provided a nice spark with two key baskets that helped Carolina capture the lead midway through the second half, but the Tar Heels could not hold on down the stretch against Virginia Tech. DeShields struggled on the day, finishing with only 8 points, while Zelina McDaniel led the team with 13. Overall, Carolina shot a woeful 27% from the floor. Vanessa Penousis led the scoring charge for the Hokies with 24 points, matching her career high. Next up for the Tar Heels is a road trip to number 2 Notre Dame Thursday. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The number 12 ranked North Carolina baseball baseball team rebounded from its opening series loss a week ago to Ed Xavier 3-2 on Sunday to claim a 2-1 series win at Bashimer Stadium. With the victory, the Tar Heels improved to 3-3 on the season with superb pitching led by freshman Zach Gallen, who held Musketeer bats scoreless until the seventh inning. Gallen went 6 2/3 innings and allowed only one unearned run on 5 hits and no walks. Carolina trailed 2-0 heading into the bottom of the ninth. Alex Rayburn tied the game with a single shot to left, and Adam Pate became the hero of the afternoon when his infield single found a gap in the defense. Spencer Traynor recorded his first NCAA victory with 1 1/3 relief innings pitched. In total, 8 freshmen hit the field for the Tar Heels on Sunday as the youth movement was in full display for the fans here in Chapel Hill. Carolina will return to action tomorrow in a single game against Appalachian State. It happens tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Bashimer Stadium. For the full box score and a game photo gallery, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Coming up next hour on WCHL, an hour from now, we'll be talking to Walter Storholt about Carolina women's basketball. And coming up at 8:20 this morning, Barry Jacobs will join us to talk about the state of Carolina men's basketball. And we'll speak with Bobby Hundley, also in the 8 o'clock hour, to talk about Carolina baseball. All of that on the way on WCHL. It is 6:22 at WCHL.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. Imagine a store with the safest and purest infant and baby gifts, from organic clothing to teething and crib toys.
From France, meet Sophie the giraffe.
How about an organic, soft, musical pool toy?
Or a beautiful wooden handcrafted xylophone.
Now, imagine all of these special gifts in one relaxed and happy place. And you have Twig, Chapel Hill's go-to shop for all things baby and eco-friendly. Located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Twig, where it feels good to be green.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Bill Cederberg. I'm the owner of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill since 1986. We do full-scale remodeling, specializing in kitchens and baths, small additions, anything that is related to remodeling of an existing residence.
You do all kinds of additions, don't you?
I've added third stories to existing houses. I've dug out basements. I've done some suite type of additions where you have maybe a master suite with a bathroom and a large bedroom and maybe a sitting area. We've done a lot of different things, and we've done a lot of real simple things. Building a small porch on the front of the house or changing the facade, closet, reworks, a variety of things.
Do you do porches and decks and patios and that sort of thing?
We've done a lot of patios with decks and or hard surfaces. Sometimes we'll bring in a landscaper, or maybe a landscaper has brought us in. But in Chapel Hill, one of the most popular things we do is cover decks and make them screen porches so that you can get a little more use out of that deck, enjoy the summer months a little more, really extend the seasons. So maybe making that space maybe a 8 to 9 month space as opposed to 4 or 5. And from time to time, we'll take that space and make it into what would more commonly be called a Florida room. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been the professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
All right, Jones, thank you very much. Always good to start the day with a compliment, right? Even if you don't mean it. Coming up on WCHL, it's actually a nice day, sunny, and somewhat cooler. High today in the middle 50s, and then tonight we're going to be all the way down into the upper 20s. That's a big switch from right now, and that is for sure.
Good file. This is Charles Osgood. Technology keeps transforming the news business. Our friend and CBS News colleague Barry Peterson went to Sawatch, Colorado to visit a small-town newspaper that still does it the old-fashioned way.
Publisher Dean Combs is feeding paper into a press, which methodically grabs it, rolls it across lines of type, lifts it, and turns it into the Sawatch Crescent.
The Combs family has published the Crescent every week since 1917. Dean Combs has known that old press all his life.
Well, I was little, and they hooked my baby carriage to the back of that press. Carriage would go back and forth.
Rocky back and forth.
Uh-huh.
More after this. Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth. And they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records: your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Next stop in Barry Peterson's tour of the Sawatch Crescent, the newsroom, and the linotype machine that, when you type on a keyboard, sets up lines of type in lead slugs that become newspaper columns. Nowadays, computers do all that. Not at the Crescent.
I don't actually think there might even be another newspaper in the world that's this, because there are none in the United States.
Dean has bought other machines and stockpiles thousands of spare parts, and he knows where every one of them goes. He has no other choice.
He's the repairman, too, you see. As far as what's in the paper, that is the editor's job.
And these days, the Crescent's editor, yes, that's also Dean Combs, doesn't go hunting for news. He prints what people bring in. The Crescent will tell you about the Quilters and the Gardening Club and auditions for a melodrama, the heartbeat of a small town, population about 500. After the paper is printed, the delivery man, that would be Dean Combs, of course, takes them to the post office.
Dean Combs has no children, so he's keeping an eye out for a successor.
I've always said I don't know anybody I dislike enough to give the Crescent to.
Who says there are no job openings in journalism? The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
During the Subaru True Love event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding her recent Subaru purchase with client advisor Fred Flack.
I wanted to thank you and your team for your exceptional service throughout my Subaru purchase experience. I look forward to a lasting relationship with Performance and Subaru alike. Since the picture is worth a thousand words, I thought I'd share this with you. Love is, after all, what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you, Suzanne. We posted the photograph she kindly shared with us to Facebook. Go online and check it out. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We continue to uphold our performance promise that promises exceptional service and value delivered by our professional staff. Our goal is to have you say wow and then tell us about your wow experience so we can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru True Love event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 36 months for qualified buyers. We all love free money and we all love Subaru. True love, that's what it is. View our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Join students, staff, alumni, friends, and special guest UNC mascot Ramses at Christ United Methodist Church in Southern Village for Wesley Campus Ministries' Big Wesley Auction on March 1st at 11 a.m. Win cool prizes, make new friends, and join a fun and thriving community as you partake in the event's barbecue lunch and silent and live auctions. Tickets are available online at uncwesley.org or at the front door. For more details, please visit uncwesley.org. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our UNC students.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off. $200 worth of tax preparation services available now for only $100. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic because today's deal has you covered. They promise friendly and accurate calculations with a money-back guarantee. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tire Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, good morning. It is time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 47 degrees. Lots of sunshine on the way for today. A little bit cooler. High today only in the middle 50s. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder with the lows in the upper 20s. About 20 degrees cooler than it is right now.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Downsizing the U.S. military. There's a plan in the works. For details, we're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel wants to shrink the U.S. Army to levels not seen since before World War II. His new spending proposal effectively takes America off the war footing it's been on since 9/11. That said, the war on terror in all its forms goes on. Special operations and cyber war units will reportedly remain fully funded. Analysts say this smaller U.S. Army could still fight a war, but lengthy occupations or land wars on two fronts would be sacrificed in the interests of budget cutting, Dave.
And Vicki, this budget would call for the retirement of two types of military aircraft.
Well, yeah, the U-2 spy plane would be retired in favor of the unmanned Global Hawk aerial vehicle, and the entire fleet of Air Force A-10 attack aircraft would be eliminated. The anti-tank planes considered a Cold War relic, Dave.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 47 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL. Only four local and state races remain without opposition, with 1 week remaining in the filing period for the 2014 elections. A second Republican has now filed to seek the seat of the North Carolina House of Representatives, District 50. Hillsborough's Rod Cheney has filed to run again, just as he did in 2012. Greg Meyer has held that seat since November 7th, when he was sworn in to replace Valerie Fouché, who now serves in the Senate representing District 23. Senator Fouché was sworn in on September 25th. Both Senator Fouché and Representative Verla Insko of Chapel Hill, who represent District 56, are still the only two to file for their respective seats. Hillsborough's Rosa Williams has added her name to the Orange County School Board race. She joins the two incumbents, Donna Coffey and Brenda Stevens, with four seats up this year. And one more person has added her name for the special election for the Carborough Board of Aldermen. Chapel Hill native Teresa Watson adds to Bethany Cheney's filing to fill the seat left vacant by Mayor Lydia Lavelle. The filing period closes this Friday at 12 noon. Stay tuned to WCHL and chapelborough.com for the latest about the 2014 elections. Once the filing period closes, we'll bring you candidate breakdowns and one-on-one interviews with each person running before the May 6th primary election. Governor Pat McCrory and legislative leaders recently announced plans to increase the starting salaries of North Carolina's teachers. Now, other state employees, including University of North Carolina's staff members, are wondering if they're going to see raises too. Jess Clark of Carolina Connection reports.
UNC housekeeper Tracy Harder starts her day at 7 in the morning. She's one of two housekeepers for Avery, Parker, and Teague dormitories, and she takes special pride in keeping her dorms clean.
The secret to a good mop is a good sweep. So I like to get into the little edges.
By 9 o'clock, Harder has finished vacuuming, mopping, and buffing the first floor. She spends the rest of the day cleaning the bathrooms and sanitizing the showers using a giant spray bottle of a pink liquid she calls 264.
This, we want it to set in there, so we're putting one pump of 264.
As a state employee, Harder has not received a significant pay raise since 2008, despite increases in the cost of living. From 2009 to 2011, most state employees went without pay raises. In 2012, the legislature gave employees an increase, but it was 1.2%, much lower than what employees received before the recession. Stagnant wages are hardest on university employees at the lowest end of the pay scale. The housekeeping staff earns an average of $25,000 a year. Harder, who lives alone, says she feels for her coworkers who are trying to provide for families, but she doesn't mind the lower wages because of the benefits she enjoys as a state employee.
If you left here, where would you go that you're going to get the same pay with the same hours Monday through Friday and the same benefits that you're getting here?
But James Holman isn't as satisfied. A senior member of the housekeeping staff, Holman and his wife have raised three daughters on their state employee salaries and says their health insurance premiums strain their budget.
That takes almost all your check. It's like over $400 a month. Just for you to pay for your full family.
David Fraley has been a housekeeper at UNC for 10 years. For Fraley, even working full-time at the university hasn't been enough to cover all his expenses.
I know I work with a lot of co-workers of mine that work second job. I also worked a second job myself up until maybe a year and 2 months ago.
UNC officials say they'd like to see higher salaries for staff members, and the university's lobbyist, Jennifer Willis, says some legislators also support that goal.
The deciding factor is going to be what the revenue picture looks like for 2014-2015. We are cautiously optimistic because it is looking better, but you don't ever take what's happened the first two quarters as what's going to happen for the rest of the year. The trickiest quarters are the third and fourth.
Legislators won't return to Raleigh until May. By that time, Willis says they'll have a better idea of how much money they have to spend. State employees say they want the legislature to fund a 3% across-the-board increase. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jess Clark.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine produced in its entirety by UNC students. It can be heard each Saturday morning at 8:30 right here on WCHL during the academic year. With March Madness coming up, the Jimmy Vita Foundation for Cancer Research has a string of special events and promotions planned for March and April. WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
The event that has a lot of people talking is the April 13th Rock and Roll Raleigh Marathon and Half Marathon, where a different local band will be playing at each mile of the 26.2-mile course. Here's Susan Braun, CEO of the Jimmy V Foundation.
The event is sold out. It's its first year in Raleigh. Everybody's so excited about it. But we can still get people in by joining our Team V.
People can join the team at jimmyv.org or run4v.org. In addition, a lot of restaurant chains are stepping up during March Madness to raise money for fighting cancer.
One of them, Jersey Mike's, has a month of giving. So 25 of their restaurants, their sub-restaurants in the Raleigh-Durham area, are participating for the month of March. We get a portion of their proceeds, and customers can make a donation to the V Foundation at the restaurant. And then they have a day of giving on March 26th, where 100% of the sales go to the V Foundation.
For the eighth year, Applebee's is having its Great March Hoops promotion, which gets customers involved with $1 donations. Braun says that last year, Applebee's raised more than $170,000 for the Jimmy V Foundation. Beer distributor Crown Imports is donating a portion of proceeds, and Jimmy V's Osteria and Bar in downtown Raleigh gives a portion of proceeds to the foundation year-round. The Jimmy V Foundation, founded by the late NC State coach Jim Valvano in partnership with ESPN, is dedicated to raising funds for the best and most cutting-edge cancer research. Valvano died of bone cancer at Duke University Medical Center in 1993, less than 2 months after he gave a stirring speech at the ESPY Awards, where he announced the foundation and its famous motto.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
In 2014, the sports community still takes Valvano's words to heart.
Basketball coaches and players around the country continue to be so generous to us. And having ESPN as your best friend, I mean, what could really be better?
The foundation's current fundraising goal is $15 to $16 million annually. Braun says that in 20 years, the Jimmy V Foundation has put $115 million into cancer research. For more about the Jimmy V Foundation for Cancer Research, you can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Did you spend any time watching the Olympics this year? The 2014 Winter Olympics, marking the 22nd Winter Games, came to a close yesterday, and the United States did not fare in the medal count the way it expected. The host country, Russia, took the most medals, including the most gold medals. With 33 overall, the Russians took 5 more than the next highest count held by the Americans. The Russian Federation bested Norway for the most gold medals, 13, and took 1 more silver than Canada, with 11. One of the biggest disappointments for the United States was in hockey. Hockey powerhouse Canada, which took the gold medal, knocked the United States out of the gold medal game with a 1-0 decision in the semifinals. After that heartbreaker, the Americans were trounced in the bronze medal game 5-0 to Finland. The U.S. women took the silver medal in ice hockey after falling to Canada 3-2 in overtime. Sean White was also expected to take gold again in the snowboarding halfpipe, but he missed the podium by 2 points. In all, Americans brought home the 4th most gold medals, 9, 7 silver medals, and the most bronze medals, 12, totaling 28 medals. The next chance for Winter Olympians takes place in Pyeongchang, South Korea, in February of 2018. In 2 years, the Summer Olympics will head to Rio de Janeiro. WCHL News Time is 6:40, and coming up next on WCHL, now we have a commentary on the way from Lawrence Sanders. So stay with us.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Have you been to Carbar lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carbar Month, and there's so much to see and do. Art, culture, farmers market, food trucks, locally grown, organic, music, film, poetry, festivals, Weaver Street Market, Cat's Cradle, Southern Rail, Spotted Dog, Acme, Glass Half Full, Neil's Deli. Fun, hipsters, poopers, funky, and creative. Come to Carborough and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carborough.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:42.
Now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. Last month, I participated in several Martin Luther King Jr. Day events with my family. We attended the Northern Orange events, which included an oratory contest, a banquet, and a march in downtown Hillsboro. Those events clearly touched on much of what Dr. King stood for and died for. However, the majority of events in the Triangle were centered around a day of service. And while they were worthwhile activities, they barely scratched the surface of what Dr. King stood for and died for. This caused me to ask why. Why is it that a national holiday that honors Dr. King has become, for many, synonymous with a day of service? I think it's because that diverts us away from the topic of racism. And I get it. People in general don't want to be reminded of it. Many feel like racism is a thing of the past and they had nothing to do with it. So instead, let's come together in unity and work on a project on that day. And don't get me wrong, that is a good thing. But let's balance that with the acknowledgement of the past, an assessment of the present, and goals for the future. As a minister, Dr. King's efforts were anchored in the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, or in other words, treat others the way that you want to be treated. And you can apply that to every stand that he took, including his opposition to the Vietnam War and the Poor People's Campaign. But at its core, the Civil Rights Movement was a protest against racism. The treatment that blacks received under Jim Crow was bad, really bad, and that is a part of American history. Electing and re-electing our first black president is a definite sign of progress, but how far have we actually come when the president of the United States is disrespected by elected officials and the public like no other president in history and called names like a subhuman mongrel on national TV? Not far enough. My parents and most of my siblings were born in rural Alabama in Lowndes County. Bloody Lowndes, as it was called, was notorious for its voter suppression. In fact, in the beginning of 1965, there were zero black voters in Lowndes County. Mind you, we've come a long way in this regard, but as of lately, we are like Michael J. Fox in a DeLorean, slipping back in time. Check out ncvoter.org to learn just how. If I had more time, I'd touch on the resegregation of our schools, but I think you get my point. History is repeating itself, so let's acknowledge our past. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
644 at WCHL, and it is time now to talk a little Carolina basketball.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina dismantled Wake Forest Saturday afternoon in the Smith Center, leading by 19 points at halftime and finishing in triple digits for the first time this year in a 105-72 win. Carolina shot 57% from the floor, including 11 of 15 from three-point range in the victory.
First half, I thought for a long stretch, early we weren't really into it. We were just trying to outscore them, and we were willing to give up on too early on the defensive end, and they capitalized on that and because we thought we could outscore them. And then I thought we did get a little better defensively, but it was just a story of one of those games where we shot the ball really well.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The win for the Tar Heels was their ninth in a row, including their fourth in 8 days. And Roy Williams likes the direction his team is headed.
Our kids have shown a lot greater attention to the details. They've shown a greater sense of urgency. We've played pretty good basketball during this whole stretch, not just these 8 days. And so didn't learn anything different because I thought we were playing pretty well before this four-game stretch here. Again, today, just the ball goes in the basket, everything looks better.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
You got that right, Coach. When the ball goes in the basket, everything is better. And when the ball doesn't go in the basket, it can be a tough day, sort of like it was for the women yesterday. The women lost to Virginia Tech 50-47 on Sunday afternoon to Carmichael Arena. Very tough day for the Tar Heel women. It is 6:47 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Randall them joins us now out of the newsroom. We had a good time with Carolina Inn yesterday with the Hometown Heroes annual awards luncheon.
We sure did. That's a great event every year, and man, people were just so happy to be there, and we're so happy to have them because there are some great, great Hometown Heroes in this community.
We'll talk about that more next hour, but it was a humbling experience. That's what I always like to say, and it's always true.
That's very true, yeah.
So many great people in that one room.
Well, and Freddie Kiger really, you said it, we'll talk more about it, but Freddie Kiger really defined what a hero was.
Yeah.
He helped define it.
Yeah,
that was
a great speech.
Yep.
Well, what's happening with traffic?
Traffic right now moving smoothly for the most part. NC-54 moving smoothly. MLK, Estes Drive, Franklin Streets, I-40, and the Durham Freeway all moving without problems. Just a, one little delay to let you know about 15501 southbound between NC-54 and Manning Drive. Seeing, again, minor to moderate delays, nothing major at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
You have done a really fine job, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, talk to you just a little while here.
All right.
Time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carver weather forecast, and it's brought to you by Murphy School Radio, which returns this coming Saturday, March 1st. Great music, comedy, readings, and good old-fashioned fun. Tickets now available at murphyschoolradio.net. Murphy School Radio, a celebration of wit, lit, and music. 47 degrees in Chapel Hill, 46 in Carver, where it's always a degree cooler. Sunshine today and rather cool, actually kind of nice. I like it. High today about 55. Tonight mostly clear, much colder with all the way down to 28. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night gonna get cold again with a low down around 35 and a 40% chance of rain tomorrow night and on Wednesday as well. It is 6:51 at WCHL. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Got a whole bunch of them. Actor Abe Vigoda, better known perhaps as Fish on the old Barney Miller show. Abe Vigoda, 93 years old today. Actress Emmanuel Riva is 87. Movie composer Michelle Legrand is 82 years old today. Former Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut is 72. Actor Barry Boswick, 69 years old today. Actor Edward James Olmos is 67. Rupert Holmes is 67. He's the guy who did the Pina Colada song. Remember that? George Thorogood, playing the guitar right now, 64 years old today. Actress Helen Shaver, 63. News anchor Paula Zahn is 58. Baseball Hall of Famer Eddie Murray is 58 years old today. Sammy Kershaw, 56. Singer Michelle Schacht, 52. Actor Billy Zane is 48 years old today. Actor Wilson Bethel is 30. We got a bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Ann Blyman has a birthday, as do a couple of musicians. Steve Eisenstadt and Shirlette Ammons both have birthdays. Mark Royster had a birthday on Saturday, and our birthday winner of the day actually had a birthday yesterday. Lisa Blackwood. Happy birthday to Lisa Blackwood from all of us here at WCHL and the folks at the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Chris Derby and the folks always love taking care of their customers, and they'll love taking care of you. Lisa Blackwood, our birthday winner from WCHL.
WCHL Trivia Time. I'm Ron Sutz, and he is...
I'm Freddie Kiger.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. Tigger.
Yep.
Yeah, you know the.
Did anybody get that question right?
The Good. Most wonderful thing about Tiggers,
yeah,
is that you're the only
one.
Oh man! Well, what do you got for us today?
Well, we're close to March.
Yeah,
and pitchers and catchers have reported, things are getting close for baseball.
I talked to Benton Moss, one of the pitchers for Carolina, the other day, and it's just hard for me to get my head wrapped around it. Of course, Tar Heels had a home stand this weekend.
Yep,
and you know they have to start in February when it's so darn cold.
Oh yeah,
it just seems to me that if you hit the ball with a bat,
remember when we were using old wooden bats?
Yeah, it's going to send
one
a
off
shockwave
the handle
right up your whole body.
Oh my
basically.
Goodness, your hand stung for like four or five innings.
Man.
Well, that's our question today. Baseball.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Baseball been very good to me.
Yes. What baseball position has produced fewer Hall of Famers than any other?
Fewer Hall of Famers.
Yeah. This is kind of a tough one. What baseball position has produced fewer Hall of Famers than any other? And when I say positions, like first base, left field, catcher, that kind of thing. Yeah. What baseball position has produced fewer Hall of Famers than any other? If you know the answer, or if you want to take a guess, which we hope you will.
Yeah, because you got a 1 in 9 chance of getting it right.
Exactly. 919-929-WCHL.
Call right now and you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Nate Davis received the W. Calvin Horton Service Award from the town of Chapel Hill. Here's Town Manager Roger Stansel.
When Cal Horton was the manager, and he retired in 2006, there was an effort in the community led by the Chamber of Commerce to recognize Cal's long service to the community, and they raised about $100,000, which is invested, and then the proceeds of that go to the recipient of the Cal Horton Award to recognize long-term employees. And Cal, for example, has been the manager for 16 years, who set an example of commitment to this community.
Nate Davis is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
The award is intended to recognize people who've been with the town of Chapel Hill for more than 10 years, who set a tone of respect and service to community, mentoring others, people who go above and beyond. Nate Davis of the Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, the center of the universe at Hargrave.
I know Nate well enough. I have a pretty good idea why you selected him, but tell all our listeners why you decided on Nate.
Nate has actually been working for the town of Chapel Hill since January of 1973. And if you think about the number of children and young people who have grown up going to Hargrave and who have benefited from his mentoring and his supportive, caring, dependable programs at Hargraves and his personal commitment to them, he's made a big difference on lots of people's lives. He started coming to Hargraves when he was 5 years old.
Wow.
That's been his life for a long time. And it's a commitment from a public employee that certainly deserves recognition.
Nate Davis must really be special to get this award.
Oh, yeah, he is. And one of the things about Nate is a lot of people who do great work, and they do great work in their department and their focus, are recognized by their peers in their department. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a town employee that doesn't know and recognize Nate Davis for all he does. And so that's what makes him very special.
Our thanks to Town Manager Roger Stansel, and congratulations to Nate Davis, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57 at WCHL.
Freddie, when you asked which position on the baseball field, fewer Hall of Famers than any other position.
What's your guess?
I was going to say catcher.
No, many catchers wind up being coaches and therefore get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Because they have to think and manage the game and all that kind of thing from on the field.
Well, first baseman?
No.
Third baseman?
Third base.
Okay, well,
you made contact on the third pitch.
Yeah.
You didn't strike out.
Exactly.
Third base, though greats jump out like Eddie Matthews of the Braves and Wade Boggs of the Red Sox.
Yep.
Yankees and Rays, George Brett of the Royals, Paul Molitor of the Brewers, and Brooks Robinson of the O's, Ron Santo of the Cubs, Mike Schmidt of the Phillies, and then, of course, Pye Trainer. Only 15 from the hot corner are in Cooperstown. And for the record, 74 pitchers.
Oh, I knew it would be a whole bunch of pitchers.
17 catchers, 21 first basemen, 20 second basemen, 15 third basemen, 24 shortstops, 21 left fielders, 23 center fielders, and 24 right fielders.
And you said only 17 catchers.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
Right.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Huh. How about that?
Well, hey, thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome.
If I wasn't ready for baseball season already, I am now.
Yep, April 3rd, Durham Bulls.
Jeff Geyersbrook is our winner today. The position which has produced the fewest Hall of Famers, third base. Jeff gets swap trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much, Jeff. And thank you for listening, buddy. Always good to hear from you. All right, your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough forecast. It is 47 degrees right now. It feels kind of good out there this morning. Sunshine. Our temperature's a little bit cooler today. High today about 55. Tonight mostly clear, much colder with a low down in the upper 20s. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, still a 40% chance of rain with a low down around 35 degrees. So get ready for that.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina football.
No, he's not! Yes, he is! Touchdown!
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
A crowd in Kiev today chanted hero as loved ones showed pictures of those who died in last week's pitched battles between Ukrainian police and anti-government protesters. The man blamed for the carnage, ousted President Viktor Yanukovych, fled the capital Friday night. The government says he's wanted for mass murder but doesn't know where to find him. CBS's Aaron Lyle has the latest.
Protesters are posting angry notices with the interior minister that it's taken this long to issue a warrant for his arrest and that they've managed to lose him in eastern Ukraine.
Big changes are in store for the military.
They're strong, and then there's Army strong.
CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us strong but small is the aim of Defense Secretary Hagel's new budget.
Hagel will propose reducing the Army to its smallest